This Red Sox team, world champions once again. It has to feel very, very good.
Well, I think this is a magical day for us, the end of a remarkable season, and I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go Red Sox! Let's go Red Sox! Let's go Red Sox!
Go Red Sox!
Larry, how gratifying is this for you, this third?
.985 to Sports Hub, Toucher and Rich. Who would have thought that the Red Sox would be owned by such phenomenal athletes?
This is great.
I mean, Tom Werner sounds like he lived with his head in a toilet bowl in high school.
Just like, come on in here. Let's give a little face wash.
Yeah, it's Roseanne and Bill Cosby. Everything's coming up roses.
Let's
for Werner.
Let's go Red Sox.
Oh, oh no.
Let's go Red Sox.
I knew this was going to happen.
Red Sox.
It's not this guy's fault, but over at Fenway, you know, they're everything's getting all set up.
He's
they got
retiring.
The duckboats over there. And Steve Horgan, the guy who, the bullpen cop,
yeah.
who held his arms up over his hand, they're having him recreate it right now.
Oh.
The holding up of the hands.
Could you hold up your hands?
Maybe.
It's tough at my age to hold up my hands, but
so when is the deadline for leaving to be able to get to this parade without it being misery to find a place to park, to get around?
Jacob, go ahead.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
What's up, man?
Oh, not too much. Just wanted to give you guys a shout out. Love listening to you in the morning. We've been driving since 5:45 from New Hampshire. And we're almost there.
How's the traffic?
You know, it wasn't too bad till we got into the city. A couple car accidents, but nothing too terrible.
All right, cool. Because I'll tell you what, they had everything jammed up pretty good this morning. Out there in the darkness.
Yeah.
Usually you could go, you know, with a speed limit. Wink. Coming in here, but... I don't know. Let's go to Dave. Dave, go ahead, sir.
Hey, I just want to say they need to get somebody like Mad Max, a dude on a bungee cord, you know, on one of those duck boats that's just jumping around and shredding on the guitar and just absolutely shredding it to pump everybody up.
Like Mad Max?
Like,
yeah.
Like Phil Vincent.
Yeah, like whenever they're out on that desert just like driving, the dude's just... You know, like banging his head and like jumping all around, like bouncing side to side.
Yeah,
they should do that. They should just get like enough's enough.
Enough's enough.
Yeah,
yeah. Fly Hi Michelle over and over again.
Yep. You know, a friend of ours was just at a Enough's Enough show.
Well, that's not something I would brag about if I was.
Well, he put a video up on Facebook of them playing Fly High Michelle.
That's a fairly sad Facebook.
And there's
page.
Only one enough in there. Z-Nuff is gone.
Yep.
Heroin.
All right. So this is interesting. I don't understand this. Like, I like to think that I can predict when something is going to be a hit and when something is not when it comes to TV and matchups. Like, okay, for instance, this Patriots-Bills game that was Monday Night Football, mm-hmm. which was, as we all agree, an awful game.
Yep,
to sit
it was
through.
Terrible.
It was terrible football.
And no one involved with it, by the way, liked it.
No.
Even Soucy,
yep.
who is petrified of the organization, absolutely petrified, had to agree that it was a terrible game. So before you start bitching at us, no, you don't like anything.
No, I mean,
Zolak hated it. Bertrand hated it. Soucy didn't like it.
Dude,
I mean, it was bad.
It was all field goals until you had the dams blow open because the offense of the Bills ended up just coming back to what they really were. That's the worst offense in the NFL.
There was no reason to have any concern whatsoever, even when it was 9-6, because Buffalo was incapable of scoring, and you knew that.
But all that being said, that was the highest-rated Monday Night Football game of the year so far, which is astounding. But that is the Patriots. That is the Patriots effect, and everyone wants to see the Patriots, and there was no reason to sit and watch that entire game if you weren't a Patriots fan because you knew the Patriots were going to end up winning that game.
Patriots hatred, too. I would think people across the country tuning in to see the Patriots lose.
Who's the backup quarterback?
Peterman.
Nathan Peterman.
Who is playing?
Start this weekend.
Yeah. Well, listen, if you're Peterman, oh boy, that's a kick in the balls.
To have Derek Anderson come in who was on a golf course
a couple
months ago?
You know why that is? I mean, there were multiple reports during the week that no one in the locker room wants him to play. and McVay, not McVay's not the head coach.
McDermott.
Though. McDermott was going to lose the locker room if he started him. If he started Peterman, the players would actually revolt.
Oh, you're talking about last week?
Well, yeah, McDermott, has to now. Yeah.
McDermott, obviously going to be there for a long time.
Well, I mean,
that's
honestly
a total Belichickian move.
That being said,
letting the players make the decisions for you.
Well, I mean, that's a good point. But here's something I did not predict. And that the final ratings for the World Series are in, and I don't mean to, you know, pee on cornflakes this morning for everyone who's in good mood going to the parade, but by historical standards, they were extremely weak. As a matter of fact, the ratings for the series as a whole were the third worst on record since 1972.
Well,
shocking as hell.
You need big markets.
Well, you have two.
He's kidding.
I'm being snarky.
Okay, imagine what it would have been if Milwaukee would have made the World Series.
I don't know if it would have been any different, to be honest with you.
Oh, I don't have LA.
The ratings are low enough that you have like Middle America, all of Middle America watching, as opposed to 20% of big markets.
Yeah,
I think it's about the same.
Okay, I want you guys to. I'm going to read this here. I want you to explain to me why this happened. So it averaged an 8.3 rating and 14.13 million viewers on Fox, down 22% in ratings and 25% in viewership from Astros Dodgers last year, and down 37% and 40% from the Cubs-Indians in 2016. The Cubs-Indians thing I get. Yep. That one we understand why. And a lot of people are going to
insufferably annoying about that series.
And a lot of people are going to say, well, the Astros things had a ton of viewers because of what happened in Houston.
I don't think so.
I don't buy that.
I think there's fatigue. I think that there's fatigue around the Red Sox nationally.
It's L.A. and it's Boston, and you want to talk about massive fan bases around the country. Red Sox are it.
Well, I don't know. Well, I was just going to say, I don't know how massive the Dodger fan base is.
No, it's
not. But the Red Sox is massive around the country.
The games themselves were good.
They were great.
It doesn't matter.
The games themselves were very good. No, I didn't matter. I'm just surprised. I'm with Rich here. I'm surprised that, you know, even if you're not a baseball fan, just a casual observer, you know, the first couple of games were pretty good to watch.
The Red Sox-Dodgers ranks as the lowest rated and least watched World Series since 2014, which was the Giants and Royals. The 8.3 rating is the third lowest on record for the World Series, ahead of 2014 and the all-time low set in 2012, which was a 7.6.
Well, people were watching it online. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's what they all say. I see that, and if you going into this, I would have told you that it would have never touched what the Cubs did, but it would have been an extremely well rated. Like in the last 10 years, it probably would have been top three.
It just seemed like the Astros series and the Cubs series. Well, certainly the Cubs series was like a phenomenon.
But this was like the best Red Sox team of all time. Is it the lack of personalities that people outside of, like, just casual baseball watchers didn't really want to see? Because who were the personalities last year?
I think people were into that Astros team. It was exciting. I don't think that people are into the Red Sox team. I think there's fatigue.
And Puig was nuts last year, too.
Yeah.
I mean, what we saw this time was a much more toned down Yasiel Puig.
Yeah. All right. Well, if just to shove it in your face, Brennan just got up.
All right.
From the Dropkick Murphys.
Oh, he just got up now?
Yeah.
So dude's going to be late.
Nope, he's got to be there at 9.
I'll tell you why. He's got to be there at 9?
Yeah.
Where does he live?
Brighton.
That's still going to be tough because I just saw this tweet from Joe Murray. He said there's a 2-mile wait to get past the damn green line. Out on parades. I work in Boston. Oh, parking at Oak Grove.
Murray has a big problem with Green Line. one time Murray lost it on the air was because he had to wait for a train, if I remember correctly. So, yeah, Murray and public transportation,
I'm sure,
don't mix.
Brian from the Dropkick Murphys has a pass of some sort that allows him to get through all that crap. Unlike me, who didn't have a pass this morning. And people held me up because they could get the duck boats through. So they can sit there idling for 5. You know what? Think about the environment, stupids. You got the duck boats out there idling for 5 hours.
Yeah. What about your carbon footprint, damn it?
That's right. They should be. Now I hate duck boats. All right. Mike Gorman is going to join us. He of the Red Sox broadcast in just a moment.
Toucher and Rich. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
6th rebound of the game for Jalen. The basket, throws it up and in. There was not a lot of room there.
That's what we talk about. Take it to the rim.
The hair, you feeling a little sleeker?
Maybe. Shout out to my man Tommy Heisen, though. Real talk, he got me in shape.
Thank you, Kyrie.
I think he's maybe a little out of shape. To me, it looks like he's a little overweight. And his, to me, his timing, his quickness, he's maybe like an instant slower than he's been.
985 The Sports Hub, Toucher and Rich. And within the week since Tommy Heinsohn said that, Kyrie Irving has gotten himself in impeccable shape.
Oh, I mean, that was the best.
He's doing the Grapefruit 45 plan.
After the game last night, Kyrie Irving says what you just heard right there to Abby Chin. And everyone's kind of like, what's he talking about? And then apparently twice, I guess, in the last week, Tommy Heinsohn has called Kyrie Irving fat. Well, not fat, but out of shape. But it's funnier if you say he's fat. And then afterwards, Kyrie Irving admitted, he goes, yeah, that was the inspiration. You hear someone say that, especially someone like Tommy Heinsohn, who loves everything Celtics. And for him to be critical, he goes, I'm glad he was. You know, hearing it from him meant something. And then he goes off last night for 31 points.
Well, somewhere Tommy Heinsohn's toilet is very upset. Mike Gorman, hello, sir.
Tommy Heinsohn's what?
Toilet is saying, how dare you say someone else is out of shape? Do you see what you're putting into me on a semi biweekly basis?
Morning, Mike.
Do these things just come to you?
No, I wrote it last night. I've sketched out a rough draft of all the stupid things I'm going to say.
All right.
What did you make of that last night?
Tommy had said it twice on the air, and I didn't contradict him because I kind of agreed with him. It's good to hear that Kyrie's listening to the broadcast. It's good. It's better to hear that he listens to Tommy because Tommy knows what he's talking about.
Did he address that after the game last night, Tommy, or were you guys already done by the time those comments made it to you?
No, we were done. Abby came over as we were breaking down and told us what Kyrie had said. Tommy just laughed.
Yeah, he's kind of fat.
Yeah, no, well, here's the thing. You know, it's not anything that, like Kyrie suddenly went out and was, you know, eating cheeseburgers all day long or something. You know, he hadn't been in game shape. And, you know, you hear guys talk about game shape all the time. It's something that no matter how they try to replicate it in a gym, they can't. And they have to come back. You know, Gordon's a great example of that. You know, I thought he had a great quote the other night. He said, I'm starting to remember who I am on the basketball court. And, you know, this is a kid who had gone probably the longest in his adult life without playing basketball. So same thing with Kyrie. It takes time to come back. And all eyes were on Gordon, and no one was paying attention to Kyrie until Tommy pointed it out. And Kyrie looked like the old Kyrie last night.
Well, obviously, you don't go from playing the way Kyrie did to 31 points. You know, you don't lose all this weight within a week. I don't think that that's what happened. But what did you see that he was doing differently last night as opposed to this kind of slog he's been through in the beginning of the season?
Well, I think what he was doing in the beginning of the season, the first three or four games, was really trying to show, hey, I can fit in here. I can reverse the ball. I can take the ball at the top of the key and send it over to the other side just as well as anybody else. And that's what he was doing, and that's fine. And it was a fairly noble, if you want to use the word, gesture to saying, like, I'll be part of the team. If this is the way the team's going to play, I'll play this way. And last night, he went back to the old Kyrie, and the old Kyrie took the ball at the top of the key and drove to the basket. And then somewhere in between the foul line and the basket, made up his mind whether he's going to shoot it or whether he's going to kick it to somebody else, which I think, and for my book, is much more effective than him standing at the top of the key. So the difference was, A, Tommy told him to lose weight, but B, Kyrie decided to get aggressive again with the ball. And that was very clear last night. He took the ball to the basket more times last night than he did in the first five games.
And he's not the only guy who seems to have gotten his feet back. Jaylen Brown has looked good over the last two games as well.
Yeah, that was really good to see because I thought Jaylen was kind of lost there the first four games. You know, it only made sense that if you're going to integrate two guys into a lineup that had gone all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals and you're integrating two guys who arguably are your number one and number two guys on your team, someone's got to take a hit somewhere. And I thought through the first three or four games, Jaylen was the one who took a hit. He didn't get anywhere near as many touches as he had been used to last year. Again, somebody was going to have to get squeezed for these other guys to get worked in. And I thought through the first three or four games, Jaylen was the guy who was getting squeezed. I think it turned around, interestingly enough, for him on the defensive end, because Brad went to him the night before the game against Detroit, and he said, I'm thinking about having you cover Griffin. And, Jalen said, yes, I'd like to do that. And did a great job, obviously, in that game in Detroit. It was a nightmare for Blake Griffin. He went from the number one leading scorer in the NBA to fifth in the NBA in scoring in one game. And that was because of Jalen's defense. And so that defense got Jalen going offensively, and hopefully now he's on a good track. And, it's a really tough road trip the Celtics have. They play four really good teams in Phoenix, but four really good teams in the five games. All four of them were playoff teams. Denver's playing really well. Utah's playing well. Portland's playing well. Indy's tough. So we'll find a lot about this team. This is the earliest I can ever remember going on a West Coast road trip. We leave this Friday and go out for 10 days.
Also, they got a tough game tomorrow. We're not sure about Giannis Antetokounmpo, but Milwaukee's off to a better start than anyone else thought possible. And we've been discussing Toronto and the Celtics and Philadelphia, and here's Milwaukee unbeaten.
Yeah, you want to call Tommy today and go over the pronunciation of Giannis's name with him?
Right. What does he say?
That's a it's a classic bit of video we have of Tommy. I don't know what he called him. I think something like that. Tommy, call him the Greek freak. Yeah. He keeps trying to say the name. But yes, we don't know if he's going to play or not. And they are playing very well. Obviously, they're the last undefeated team, I think, in the league. So that's a heck of a game. We unfortunately only have pregame and postgame, because we get hosed by TNT, but other than that.
Is that when you get the cool seats over by Danny Ainge?
Yeah, sometimes. Usually my wife gets them before I do. She's ahead of me on that list.
Yeah, you look like his Secret Service agent. Like, you're sitting there in the suit right behind Danny Ainge.
He's got the earpiece, too. That's a good point.
And you do wear the earpiece.
That's right.
During the game, do you not?
Well, I wear the earpiece. I shouldn't say this because it would give away I wear the earpiece because it's when ushers see it, they don't bother you.
You can go anywhere if you have an earpiece.
It's a TV version of a clipboard.
Yeah, pretty much. You just put a smile on your face and have an earpiece hanging, kind of undone, hanging out of your ear, and everybody kind of goes like, "Hey, how you doing?
Do they talk to you in a louder voice? Do they assume that you have some sort of hearing difficulty?
No, that's funny. I never think of that, because usually the guys only have it in one ear, so you really don't have to yell at them. It's not like they're listening to music.
Now, sitting behind Danny Ainge, you've seen him get kind of angry before, and what's the dirtiest word you've ever seen him yell?
I don't think I've ever heard him yell anything. He does it in a different way. He yells things like at the officials, like. If, let's say his name is Rick. He'll say, "Rick, how'd you get this job? How'd you get this job? Who'd you know?" it's stuff like that he yells at the officials.
I just imagine
Rick Fiddlesticks.
Fiddlesticks, Rick. Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah. He's like the woman from Misery. He didn't get out of the cock-a-doodie car.
Holy Toledo.
Right.
Say that,
without a doubt. Yeah. Without a doubt. All right. So you're liking what you're seeing. Everything seems to be trending in the right direction, Craig. Hayward's been great. Now Irving seems to be, off the schneid. Jalen's going in the right direction. Is there anybody that you're concerned with that we might not have noticed?
No, not really. I think the biggest problem, if it's a problem, that Brad has is getting the minutes for everybody, getting everybody leaving the arena happy that they played meaningful minutes. That's really hard for him to do, because he's really got nine guys here who can play on a regular rotation. I was kidding Scal, who's the interpreter of all these crazy stats that the NBA puts out, but the number one defensive player in the NBA is Rozier. The number two defensive player in the NBA is Smart. Or they might be reversed, but they're the top two in terms of defensive rating, which would lead you to believe that the Celtics bench is the best defensive five in basketball.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I would think that, and I think that like Baines was up there too, as a matter of fact. Now,
last year, Baines was number one for a long time.
Baines was number one for a long time, and Baines would be in the top four right now if he had enough minutes. He doesn't have enough minutes, but if he did, he would be in the top four. I don't know who, but the top two are Rozier and Smart. So, when you say it's all is right with the world with the Celtics, defensively, they're number one in just about every meaningful category again. And as long as they keep doing that, we'll get plenty of time for these guys to come back offensively.
All right, Mike Gorman, heading out west. Paying for
hey, no, what, you going? You guys going to the parade today?
Oh, yeah. I am. I will be there.
Yeah, yes. I'll be there. I can't wait to go.
I bet.
You literally couldn't pay me to go. That's a fact.
If they said, go ahead.
What's the route?
It starts at Fenway, goes down Boylston Street, takes a left on Tremont, and then I think it ends at the City Hall, somewhere around there, I think.
Government Center, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it does make its way down to City Hall. Okay.
Yeah, I believe so. But there's no rolling rally. I mean, not rolling rally. There's no rally, though. They're not going to get out and, you know, say quirky things up on the stage. And,
no.
None of that. No,
really?
Yeah, because who would it be? Who would be the Johnny Gomes this year? Like, who's going to be the mouthpiece? There's really no one who's a talker on this team, I don't think.
That's true. They don't give that impression as talkers.
Well, give it to Werner.
David Price could ruin everything.
Now, you said there's a thing going on at Fenway Park? That's for season ticket holders only or something?
You could get in. Just wear your earpiece.
That's right. The earpiece will get you in.
That's right. All right. All right, I'll meet you at the corner. It lands down there. We all put an earpiece in, have on a white shirt with like a thin black tie and a black suit, and we're in good shape.
All right. Well, I don't think we can talk to you next week because you're going to be out there in Arizona or wherever you're going to be.
That's right. We will be taking a week off because we're 3 hours behind, much as I would like to get up at 5:20 on my day off.
It's 2 hours, but okay. All right. All right. Thank you.
Well, if something big happens, I'll phone in. Okay. Right.
Look at that.
So we can plan on not talking to you then. All right. Mike Gorman, have a wonderful time out west.
Like you plan anything. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Gorman.
See you. Bye.
Bye. There you go. Mr. Mike Gorman.
By the way, Fred, I just have to show you this. Scott Zolak just tweeted out something. It says, Happy Halloween on it. And can you...
The picture of Jimmy Stewart very close, very, very close to the camera.
Oh, my.
Fear me.
Oh.
It is as zoomed in on his face as you could possibly get.
Feel the pain.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
If you just joined us, you might want to get on that podcast and hear the spookiest member of 98.5 The Sports Hub.
There were some interesting ones. That'd be Bob Soucy.
Bob Soucy. There's a guy who called and he said, you can't trust someone that short and hairy. A hirsute goblin. Okay. It's Halloween. 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to Billy Jaffe, who's down at Fenway, and then we're going to talk to Tim Brennan from the Dropkick Murphys, who are appearing in the parade.
Mm-hmm, they'll be on the first float.
Tim is very excited. He really wants to be there. All right, we will be back. Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
No.
Who don't drink in Rocklahoma?
Your.
Who else in the local car say yeah? Yeah!
Armpits of America.
They cut my beard and forced me to eat it.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and it's been a very long time since we've done one of these. Is this a spooky...
We have a special Halloween edition of Know Your Armpits of America. And so the way this works is there is a news story, a real one, and I will read you the scenario, and then I will give you a multiple choice as to which armpit of America this happened in. And John, you, and Fred will have to guess.
Okay.
All right, let's start with this one. Around town, people are seeing a strange clown lurking at parks and street corners, and now this clown wants parents to pay him to scare their kids. Did that happen in A, California, B, Tennessee, or C, Florida?
Florida.
California.
Johnny Wall game coming through.
I didn't want to state the obvious.
Gotta go with Florida. Let's take a listen, shall we?
It is a thing of nightmares. Have you seen this clown? People are spotting wrinkles all over Southwest Florida, including downtown Fort Myers.
Tonight, we actually tracked him down. NBC2's Carla Byron got to the bottom of this mysterious internet sensation.
You can't miss his red and white polka dot suit or his creepy face mask.
Pretty terrifying for me. I mean, I'm not really that scared of clowns, but seeing that makes me a little nervous.
Just beat him up.
Right.
Like, what is he? Like, he's not like a serial killer. Just beat him up.
Wrinkles the clown?
Yeah.
Wrinkles yeah, like, you want to parade around town? Yeah, it's looking creepy looking. But if this guy wants to parade around town, hit him in the face.
Well, I mean, he has to do something to you to warrant hitting him in the face.
Right, but I mean,
like if he's like peeking in your window or something.
Or if he goes up and scares one of your kids, just smack him around. What do you think? He's going to be some kind of jiu-jitsu artist? Do you think he's going to have the discipline to learn something like that? The clown suit doesn't make you impenetrable.
Right.
It doesn't make you... there's a lot of things to be afraid of out there. Not a stupid idiot in a clown costume.
Apparently, he's 65 years old.
We'll get to that.
Good. Break.
Oh, okay.
Good. Right. Break his legs. Oh, no, I'm so scared of this clown. Why? Of all the people in the world, why are you scared of this stupid guy? You might as well go LARPing with him.
Meet Southwest Florida's Wrinkles the Clown.
People pay me to go scare their friends. People pay me to go dance at their parties.
Yeah, people pay me to go, you know, I let you kick me in the ass, throw me around a bit.
What have you? Hang on. Is that the guys who stole the banner?
Like, how do we have this? Like, nobody made this.
Yeah, you know what? I got a side hustle down in Florida. Yeah, no, I let you smack me around, bloody me up a bit. Let you break my nose.
Do whatever you want if you give me a...
Tickets in October. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want to come out and say it.
You know, that kind of thing's bar mitzvahs and whatnots.
As unnerving as his face.
Yeah. Hey, happy bar mitzvah. Hey, what do you want me to come out here and scare you? Hey, Joey, you're a man now. Hey. Look at me. I'm a clown. What do you want your theme of your bar mitzvah to be as you become a man? Old guy, cheap clown costume. Hey, look. Oh, no. You're a man. Hey. They cut you when you were born.
This is like an Eddie Money scheme.
Yeah, exactly.
You stole my Herschel.
Let you put a cigarette out of my forehead.
Yeah, sure. I haven't got no feel in my right leg. Do what you need. Look at me. Look at you. Lit my foot on fire. I don't feel nothing. Ouch. You know?
This is it. Hobo clown Eddie Money.
He goes, if you can find a place to stick a needle, you know, I got a lot of track marks. Ouch, you know.
Don't mind the color purple, that's just my skin.
Do whatever you want. Well, everything's open for business. Everything can be negotiated.
You want a finger?
Yeah, what do you want? Give me chicken pox. Let me roll around, give your kid... What do you want? I don't know. Stick it... Find a needle on the street. Stick it in me. What do I care? I got nothing to live for.
Sounds like a pain.
Ouch, you know? I can't feel nothing. Oh, hey, that hurts so bad. I don't feel nothing.
You know, that kind of thing's bar mitzvahs and whatnots.
As unnerving as his face appears, Wrinkles is actually a quirky clown, if you can't tell.
Ever since these kids put me on the internet, my phone rings nonstop. It's ridiculous.
An internet hit. A Google Plus account is dedicated to his sightings.
Wow, a Google Plus account.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, someone hit the lottery.
This guy, I mean, he's like, it's like the new Facebook.
Well, I have no idea what Google Plus is, but apparently he's on it.
Zuckerberg and Wrinkles the Clown.
That's right. What the hell is Google Plus?
Well, it's obviously better than Google because it's Google Plus. I think it just got shut down a couple weeks ago.
Google Plus is just ultra. It's got a little nitrous.
Here he is in downtown Fort Myers and the Collier County Fair. And if you haven't seen this video, good luck going to sleep tonight. This creepy clown quietly lurking in this little girl's room.
They sensationalize me. They call me all kinds of things.
That's $400 for that picture.
Yeah, okay. $400 for that. Hey, little girl. Hey, no, don't. Hey. I'll sleep. I'll fall asleep anywhere you pay me. Hey, little girl. Oh, no, I'm under the bed. Sir, you were supposed to come out a week ago. You know, things got away from me a little bit.
He's anybody the hobo clown who doesn't live up to his commitments?
Yeah. Well. No, he lives it, but he falls asleep.
He over-delivers.
Oh, but it was so dark and cozy. You had a carpet and everything. Oof. Ouch, you know? What do you want to do? Suffocate me? Hey, look at me, Eddie Money the Clown. Waterboard me. Take out your torture fantasies. It's Eddie Money the Clown. Oh, no. Don't. I'll tell you anything. I'm real. Oh, no, I can't breathe. Hey. What do you want me to do? Oh, no. Hey. I'll spill the beans now. Okay.
$1 a punch, kid. Punch as much as you want. Ow. 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 Getting numb. Oh, it hurts. Here comes the blood.
Oh, no, you cracked the rib out. Oh, you're so strong. Oh.
It's attention he didn't originally want or expect. He started as a professional clown trying to make some extra money. And although he may look terrifying to some, his goal is just to have fun.
I just want to have fun and, you know, have a good time, make a little extra money on the side, you know. Have a little fun before I die.
What's his regular gig on the side?
Yeah, this is a side hustle.
Louis, what is that? I'm like, I don't know. What is it?
That's his regular gig, is taking banners off the street.
I don't know, across the highway.
Like, how do we have this? Like, nobody made this.
Nobody made this, man.
Hey, I'll do your bar mitzvah. Hey, you're a man. I'm smoking. Hey. What are you doing?
The bar mitzvah. Yeah.
What are you doing? Oh, hey, you wanted the money, man. You got him.
Why are you wearing makeup?
I don't know. You told me to come. I came. I don't know what you want me to do now.
I mean, can you do any tricks?
Yeah, pizzazz. I'm Eddie Money.
No, any like real tricks, you know? You're supposed to entertain us.
Yeah, look at this. Oh, my thumb came off.
Wow, that looks real.
Yeah, well, you know, I got a little something called leprosy. Caught it on tour in 1984.
Really? Leprosy? Yeah. That's not really around nowadays.
Down in Bowling Green, Kentucky.
Okay.
I was doing a gig at some crazy hospital. I don't know. They paid in cash.
Okay. You took money from a hospital?
Yeah. They said, hey, can you run around here and, you know, be all Eddie Money? And I said, yeah. And then they go, uh-oh, leprosy. Why do you have hazmat suits on? The money man don't wear that. This is a show. Two tickets and two fingers left. They keep falling off. Whatever. All right, so we'll be right back.
Stay tuned. Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
We're Toucher and Rich. We're going to talk to Billy Jaffe, who's down at Fenway. Then we're going to talk to Tim Brennan, who's in the band, the Dropkick Murphys, and they'll be performing. And Rich was saying that there was a lady up here and the guy from the front desk. And the lady, he goes, oh, hey, here's a listener. And she brought up a nice pumpkin filled with candy for Zolak and Bertrand. And he goes, hey, she's a listener. So apparently just show up and do whatever you want.
It's an open door policy,
man. And by the way, they're out of their minds if they eat that candy.
No, you feel safe already. Unless you know the people, you can't eat anything.
Unless it's from a restaurant or it's someone you intimately know.
Well, it's because you and I have worked long enough in this industry to know like horror stories where that's happened. Like there was one time where a listener ended up making something that had laxative in it. for somebody who worked at a station that wasn't, it wasn't ours, but it was in the same city. And, you know, that's what you deal with. So unless I know who it is, unfortunately, thank you very much for whatever cakes and pies you bring by. Unless you're a company that we know of, then that would, I'm not going to eat it.
No, of course not. What idiot would eat food from a stranger? Unless it's Mark Jamali. And he's got it, but he's got a stand.
Yeah, of course.
Where he sells his meatballs.
Mark Jamali!
All right, very quickly. Jim Irsay, hello.
Hey, guys. What's up, man?
What's going on?
You guys fired up?
Always. Always fired up, Jim
Irsay. Today's a big day.
Oh, it is, man. Someone told me it's Halloween.
Yeah, it is.
It's my favorite day of the year, man. It's the one day where I know I'm not tweaking out.
Okay. How could you see goblins and witches?
Yeah, man. I got to know, though, ahead of time. I stabbed a kid who showed up to my door once.
I'm surprised you're admitting that now on our show.
All right.
Well, man, it's past the, you know, the kid died. So, I mean, no one knows.
Okay, all right. So, do you have any plans for Halloween tonight?
Oh, man, what I like to do, I go shopping at the Gap, and I dress up like a middle-class person, and then I do stuff like people with money aren't supposed to do.
Like what? What are some things that people with money don't do? Or that people with money
heroin.
Do?
Heroin.
Heroin, yes.
Yes. Well, it sounds like a lovely day for you.
Oh, yeah, man. I got a, you know, it's like I got a big afternoon planned, and then I'll do the Halloween stuff. I'm doing an escape room today with Gavin Rossdale, man.
Really? From Bush?
Fresh off Monday Night Football.
Yeah, man. Well, we call it an escape room. What we do is we pop a bunch of Ambien in my pool house, and they're like, first one out wins, man.
Sounds like a load of fun that you're in for today, Jim Irsay.
Oh, yeah.
All right, thank you, Jim.
Happy Halloween, boy.
Thank you, Jim. Yeah. Jim Irsay.
What's up, man?
Hey, you fired up?
Mm-hmm. All right, well.